Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As the pitch bounces in the dirt, JT goes to find it, flips to the pitcher, collision at the plate, and out is the call, and Freeland is hurt. Hoffman fell down on Kyle Freeland as he was sliding in. Out is the call. They will clearly review it. Freeland gets up immediately, walks away, clutching his right arm.
After review, there is no blocking of the plate, no violation. The call on the field stands. The runner's out.
It was ugly. It was low scoring. It was the 2024 Phillies. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot to do. Big day at WIP. Spike Eskin joins us officially.
He finally comes to work.
He's coming home. Afternoon show, 2 o'clock with Spike and Ike and Jack. We'll get to all that. Phillies win. We'll start there. Tomorrow night, we got a big one here in Philadelphia. Obviously, the Flyers have a chance tonight, and we're just a little over a week from the NFL draft. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just because you buy a woman a drink, that doesn't mean y'all date. Just want to put that out there. You know, this weekend's coming up. A lot of guys are going to be out.
Weather's nicer.
Weather's nicer. Mm-hmm. They're going to be buying women drinks. And, you know, just because you buy a drink doesn't mean, you know, y'all date now, so just remember that.
You know what? I'm glad you that's the Daily Douglas say. Just because something doesn't mean something else, right? Yeah. Like there's not always a correlation between these things, and I have to say there's a correlation I think in a lot of people's minds that the Phillies have a good lineup because of the names they have in the lineup, right? You think a lineup that has Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner and Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos would be a good lineup. It's not. Look, it's a good win last night. There was an awesome ending. Christian Pache, I felt good for him last night getting that hit.
The game found him, yeah. And he came up big. You know, I was a little nervous. I don't know because, it's weird because now I'm watching baseball, and we've talked about so many different moments that early in this season that have not worked out. When Pache was up, and I saw that, I thought about you and thinking about how the game finds
it
different
finds
players.
You.
And he came up big. I'm happy for him. That was big for him, man. And that catch that Harper had,
yes.
That was phenomenal.
Look, last night they won a nail-biter, and they're finding ways to win some of these nail-biters and holding themselves above water, even though the offense hasn't done anything so far this season. The pitching has been brilliant. Nola, again last night. We're watching one of the best starting rotations in baseball, and I really like this bullpen. So the pitching is phenomenal so far for the Phillies. But the more I watch this team, the more I don't think we have a good lineup. I really don't. Now, they have names. They have guys that have had some success in the major leagues. Obviously, Bryce Harper's a two-time MVP. Trey Turner earned a $300 million contract. Schwarber is as good of a slugger, a home run slugger, that you're going to find. But overall, I don't think this is a good lineup. We're 17 games in. They're averaging 3.5 runs a game. And I'm just going to take big picture things. Mm-hmm. They strike out a lot. They don't walk much. They don't hit for power. I mean, if I tell you that about a team, you think, well, they're probably not a very good lineup. I'm looking at a lineup right now that has one guy every night they play that shouldn't really play, and that's Christian. That's
Rojas.
Right. So you have one spot that's a zero. Then you have Castellanos, who's just become a zero. I mean, he's the same as Rojas basically. They're just total zeros. You have some two total zeros, and then look at the rest of the lineup. It's way closer to average, most of these guys, than I think we want to admit. We love them. They've been clutch in the postseason. But Bryce Stott is closer to average than really great. Alec Bohm's closer to average than he is really great. Harper is excellent, but he has not gotten off to a good start. Trey should be good, and he's been pretty good. And Schwarber, we know what he is. I just don't think this is a really good lineup. The way I look at it, so I've stopped hoping and dreaming on the offense to explode here. Hugh, the way I look at it is this is a very average lineup that's going to need a bat during the season. Do you still think they have a good lineup?
I still think they have a good lineup. And I know, like, everything that you're saying is true. But we're, what, 17 games into
17,
the season,
yep.
season right
Nine
now?
9-8.
Yes, and it's kind of – I look at it like I think they're in better position than they were last year around this time, if I'm not mistaken. They're above 500, and the power isn't there, but the power's coming. The power's coming. I think the saving grace for this team this year, though, has been, and you cannot deny it, has been the pitching.
Mm-hmm.
If this pitching hasn't been coming, if this pitching hasn't come around, or if this pitching wasn't coming around like it is, we'd be in a bad situation. The thing that stands out to me is 11 games with this team and this lineup, and they haven't scored over 5 runs in 11 games this season. You know, you're talking about
– remarkable.
Yeah, you're talking about 17 games in. We have to do better with that. But this is kind of – the route that this team is taking. Now, I think the biggest thing that people are dealing with right now is that it's the same old thing as it's been the last couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we've gotten a lot more lip service. And the actions have not been any different than they were in the past. And that's the most frustrating thing about it.
Well, it is. And I don't see it changing much. 215-592-9494. Look, if I had told you 3 weeks ago when this thing started that Trey Turner would hit about 300 for the first 17 games, which is at 299, and Brandon Marsh would get off to a great start, I think you'd say, wow, those are two things I didn't know if they were going to happen. Right? Trey's hitting about 300 to start the year. That's better than last year. And Marsh is taking a leap. And yet they're still averaging 3.5 runs a game. I think we've overrated the lineup. I think they're closer to average. Now, look, I'm not panicking about the season because I think this is now a pitching team. And it's just different than maybe we thought of it 2 years ago, different than it was 2 years ago. It kind of reminds me, Hugh, when they had the great teams with Rollins and Utley and Howard, in 07, 08, they were a big offensive team, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hit, their bats carried them to the division title in 07. Their bats carried them mostly to the World Series in 08, along with Cole Hamels and Brad Lidge. But then as the years moved on, right, those players got a little older. They weren't quite as great as they were. They got more injured, and it became a pitching team with Halliday and Lee. That's what I feel is we're a pitching team now. Like, it's weird because we have all these bats they paid a lot of money for. I just don't think this is a very good offense. I think at some point they're going to be desperate to go get a bat, but I don't know. I've stopped holding my breath they're going to score. Last night they faced some guy named Cal Quantrill. I remember watching his dad, Paul. Paul Quantrill is better than his kid. This guy can't pitch. They couldn't hit him.
Man, Kyle Quantrill, he pitched pretty good last night.
Because he faced us.
He pitched pretty good last night. And you can see, the thing that I see is like Bryce Harper's hitting like 197 right now.
Yeah.
He's clearly frustrated.
Of course.
But I think that this team is going to get better. They're going to start hitting. And when they do, it's going to be phenomenal. But to your point, it's one of those things where I think the expectations are so high and we've gotten so much lip service. That's the most frustrating thing about it is that we're off to basically the same start that we had last year.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, they are. And here's and you said it, the saving grace is the pitching. So last year they had one stretch of 17 games where they scored this few runs, right? They had only one stretch last year where their offense was this bad all last season. They went 5-12 in those 17. Like, they went 9-8 this year. That tells you the pitching is saving them right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and another thing, like last night when you talk about what they had runners in scoring position. 1-for-6 with runners in scoring mm-hmm. position last night. That's not good either. You got to take advantage of those situations. That's one of the most egregious things they did. I don't know what it is for the whole season, but it's been a lot of games that I've seen where they've had runners in scoring position and they couldn't bring them home.
It's over and over. I mean, and look, it's almost like in football, you know, if you're a team that has penalties like strikeouts
mm-hmm.
or you don't make the big play like not hitting home runs, it's just tough to score. It's tough to single your way to victories here. You know, last week Rob Thompson said they were going to slug. And last night he said, look, they're finding ways until this offense comes around.
We're finding ways to win, you know. We're getting great pitching. Hopefully that keeps going. And then once our offense gets going, then we're going to be just fine. But right now we're grinding and we're finding ways to win. So that's a good sign.
So, look, I don't want to make it sound like I think they're going to score 3.5 runs a game all year. They will be better than this. Bryce Harper is better than this, right? He's
mm-hmm.
he's going to hit more than this. But other than Bryce Harper, is there anyone that you're like positive is going to be way better than they are right now? Schwarber's hitting 230. He'll hit for some more power, but you know, Schwarber.
Bryson Stott.
Stott. Okay. And I think he's actually hit the ball well. It's just,
yeah, he just hasn't hit it hard.
And it's gotten caught when he has. Like
yeah.
he's hit into some bad luck. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you Stott. Bryce, certainly. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath and turn blue in the face till Castellanos starts to hit. He swung at a pitch, almost swung at a pitch 4 feet outside last night. No. 4 feet.
No, when you show that video.
Oh my God,
boy, I didn't even know what to say behind that. That was a bad swing.
Major League.
She checked it though, but
I know.
Was a bad swing.
But it's the idea that he might not. Thought
those things come kind of fast though.
Oh, stop. He's a pro. All right, 215-592-9494. But let's start here with the offense. It's a good win last night. Any win's a good win, I mean, especially when you only on hit. And the pitching has saved them the entire season. Finally, Nola had some more velocity with some better weather last night. So I feel great about the pitching. But this offense has stunk so far. Kyle, here's something that it would have been a total yes from all of us before the season, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure it is anymore. Do the Phillies have a good lineup?
I don't know what would possess anybody who's watching this team to say that this is a good lineup. They just scored 2 runs in 10 innings versus the Rockies, the Colorado Rockies. Cal Quantrill, as you said, Joe, stinks. Didn't they put up 1 run last week against Bailey Falter?
Yes.
What are we doing?
And then Saturday was Marco Gonzalez, who's like the definition of just a journeyman. He's a guy.
This offense has been just awful. I know it's easy to look up and down it and say, like, wow, there's a lot of good players. They have great names and stuff. But, like, if you're watching this team on a day-to-day basis, who, like, if we allow more than, 4 runs or more, we're probably going to lose. I mean, that's pitiful for a team who has World Series aspirations and a team that I think should win the division this year or can win the division this year. This is nowhere near good enough.
No, they're going to need a bat. I mean, like, obviously we're all on the, well, not all of us, but a lot of us are on the ask out for Trout train. They're going to need a bat, whether it's Trout or somebody else, because, I mean, they're carrying 2 players right now in Castellanos and Rojas who just, like, they don't do anything. I mean, any at all. Day to day, they don't do anything. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about this Phillies lineup right now, because the idea is coming into the season was, all right, the starting pitching should be good, bullpen should be good, lineup should be good, 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 good. Well, they've got a really good starting rotation. In fact, they may have a tremendous starting rotation. They have a really deep bullpen, and I think it's just going to get better as the year goes on, as Kirkland gets going now. But this lineup, man, oh man, oh man, it's just, it's like pulling teeth watching this thing, Hugh. They can't, there's no big innings.
No, it's been kind of tough. But they've, like last night was some pretty good defense being played. And I understand where everybody's upset about this team. The Colorado Rockies only won 4 games so far this season. But that was some good pitching last night by Quantrill, man. It was some really good pitching.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not.
I mean, come on.
Listen, I'm not about to let y'all beat me up about this today, because this is just, we're taking the meeting and we're taking it to the air. But I'm telling you, he pitched pretty good last night.
You have like a 7.5 ERA before last night.
Okay, yeah, but he pitched good last night.
Yeah, this was
movable object, not unstoppable force.
He had
man.
A lot of movement on that ball.
Come on, night, dude.
Man. Come on, man. I think y'all, I understand where y'all at, but y'all just being a little too hard on the fellas, man, for real. Just
hard.
A
it's bit. Been 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks, but that was some good pitching last night, though.
They have a 6.52 team OPS. That's 24th in baseball. They're paying up like $1 billion for this lineup.
See,
but they can't
now,
Cal
it always
Quantrill.
Comes back. It always comes back to
well,
the money.
Because I'm being told this is a good lineup by Rob Thompson. Tells me they're going to slug. Who's going to slug?
They are going to slug. I think they are. They're definitely.
How many players on this team do you feel like you would bet a good amount of money you're going to hit 30 home runs? Because I got one.
I got two. I Carla called it yesterday.
And I
forgot to say something about it because we had so like listen. The Schwarble hate yesterday was at an all time high.
Because people, I wasn't here. So
yeah,
knew they
so
could get
it was like,
and
man,
yell
listen, and it's funny how I just love when the baseball purists call in and they like they don't even acknowledge me because I guess they feel at this point I'm just a lost cause and I don't know or whatever. So they don't even speak to me directly. They spoke to TK yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they start breaking down these stats to TK about the game and all, like a whole bunch of stuff that after a while I kind of tuned out because it's a lot of baseball history that was in the evaluations that they gave.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was Jackie Robinson today.
Yes, it was Jackie Robinson. But
today.
the Schwarble hate was at all time high.
So is he Schwarble when he doesn't do well? Is that like his alter ego?
No, I think that's what this individual just chose to call him.
Okay.
Schwarble, which I had no problem with. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy immensely the education of the baseball purists. I really do. So I take what they say with a grain of salt, but at the same time, it's a lot. It's a lot to digest in one sitting. And the one thing that I took from the conversation that we had yesterday is I kind of like Schwarble. I like Schwarber.
Would we be renaming him?
Yeah, like Kyle Schwarber.
Well, you can call him whatever he wants. He's got to do more. 215-592-9494. But on that point, Schwarber or Schwarbel, whatever you want to call him, he's the only lock I see for 30 home runs. Like, Bryce could get there, but Bryce is also had one good day the entire season. And, you know, he's not exactly been a 30 home run lock because of injuries since he got to the Phillies. So, like, yeah, maybe Bryce will get there. But I if you had said, Joe, right now, you got to bet everything you have on certain amount of Phillies hit 30 home runs, I would only bet it on Schwarber. So I got the manager telling me they're going to slug.
They haven't yet.
Well, who's going to slug? Who's a slugger?
Castellanos is going to come out of this too, man. Because him, you know, I'm just looking at.
I'm not sure. He's lost.
I'm just looking at the averages. It's just kind of interesting that him and Rojas got. They like 2 points apiece. They're like 2 points apart from the averages right now.
Yeah, I am.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. I mean, Castellanos hit better than this, I guess. But is it going to be good? I don't think so. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy hitting day.
Well, I better
see, Chris.
Be, Chris
still believes.
I'm not sure he believes. What's up, Chris? What are you feeling, buddy?
Positive thinking. Trying to speak it into existence, guys.
Well, we could do that. I could positively think that Castellanos won't try to swing at a pitch 8 feet outside. I could try.
Joe, don't troll me and bring up that name again.
Okay.
I can't take
it. Sorry,
right now.
I apologize.
All right. Otherwise, I'm going to go to Joel. All right. I'm going to start screaming Y into
the
phone.
All right. Go ahead.
Hugh, first of all, you're being too generous to that pitcher. He stinks.
He stinks.
He's not good. Hugh.
I didn't say he was good. Like, see, Chris, wait a minute before you jump all over me. I didn't say he was good. I said he pitched well last night. That's all I said.
Did he, or did the Phillies bats
pitch,
make him?
He right. pitched well last night.
Listen, Hugh, I know you play professional football and all, and I respect that, but let me talk about baseball. you know, I'm just teasing.
I got you.
Listen, here's the deal, though. He pitched a decent game, but in Major League Baseball, what a pitcher needs to do is limit their mistakes, and he left too many mistakes over the plate, but a good team capitalizes on it and crushes it, and we didn't yesterday. Like, Harper had a 3-0 count, and he threw a fastball dead center, and Harper followed it off. And that's what's going on with our hitting right now. We're not hitting mistakes. And that's why you're seeing these weak hits that are blooping in, like Stott's two hits, like, hey, way to go. Look at the box score. Stott had two hits. Both of those hits were just awful, ugly hits. So, you know, that's the problem that's going on with this lineup right now. You know, in answer to your question, I think we got a good lineup. I think we have a really good lineup. Let's face it, this lineup got us to a World Series and got us to a one game from a World Series last year. But the problem is, it's not great, and it's not good enough to hoist the World Series. That's why we're 0-2 in the past 2 years. That's why we need to keep continuing to ask out Trout. So all you guys out there, get on the app, get in there, sign the petition, ask out Trout. Let's go get some green grass in here, because that grass over there looks pretty good, and I think we want that grass back here. Now, the number one problem that I am going to be laser focused on these radio airwaves is, first of all, the Schwarber people that follow Dr. Dope, listen, stop hating on Schwarber. It works. They have a great winning percentage there. Let's not pay attention. Laser focus with me. The problem with this team who we want to complain about is one Castellanos. The guy stinks. I'm tired of him watching strikes. He takes cold strikes, and then he's flailing at pitches that are a foot outside the zone. The catcher is almost missing the ball, and he's check swinging at it. Enough is enough. This guy, everybody has to say, oh, Bryce makes all this money, but nobody criticizes him. Why aren't we criticizing Castellanos? He signed a $100 million contract, and he stinks, albeit for 2 months last year. That was the only time he hit. Other than that, he's god-awful. I'm tired of it. Here's what I want to see. Listen, Topper, if you're listening to me, you got a young Thundercat in Pache who is hitting the ball well. He's got speed. He's got elite defense. Give him a chance. Let him play in right field. I want Pache out in right field. I don't want to see Castellanos. Castellanos needs to sit down. He plays 160 games. Topper was starting like 158. Like, He has not deserved that. I know he's getting paid like that, but he stinks. I'm tired of Castellanos. Castellanos, you suck.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I got to say, I had a thought about Castellanos last night for the first time.
What you think?
All right, so we are, there's a five-year deal, right? 5 years, $100 million?
Mm-hmm.
This is the year three. You know what thought popped in my head last night?
At what
point in the next 2.5 years are they going to have just eat the contract to get rid of him? I mean, I don't know.
Think they're there yet.
Well, no, I don't think they're there yet either. I mean, he's still starting, and they don't really have a better option. I know Chris there wants to play Chris Chipotle. That's not going to be an everyday thing. I just wonder, I'll be surprised if Castellanos sees all 5 years here. I just would be shocked if they let him run out there for all 5 years. This is Tobias Harris. He's the Tobias Harris of the Phillies.
I don't have anything to say.
Don't you start.
Well, I heard about your nonsense yesterday.
Listen, it wasn't nonsense. I just saw the irony in what he was able to accomplish in his career.
Accomplish what?
The fact that he is the highest paid non-all-star in the NBA history.
This is not an accomplishment.
Okay, fine, Kyle.
It's called robbery. He robbed the Sixers blind.
He didn't use a ski mask.
He might as well have. I don't know what he did. He got the money.
Kyle is still irritated me by you did that on purpose because you know Kyle's still irritated about that.
Because I'm watching another Tobias Harris. His name's Nick Castellanos. Castellanos robbed the Phillies out of $100 million. I don't know how.
I think the verdict is still out on Castellanos, though.
Oh, my submission is in.
17 games guilty. In, man. I got 17 games in.
No, but it's 2+ years in.
Did they win last night?
Yeah. Because of the offense? No.
You got bigger fish to fry, Hugh.
Trying to win a World Series, not be Cal Quantrill on a Monday. Trying to win a World Series here. By the way, because it's Castellanos got here. He's hit .263 and a total of 42 home runs in 2+ years. 729 OPS. Totally blah. Wouldn't want him here. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back. We'll hit all your phone calls on this. Do the Phillies have a good lineup? I mean, it's a kind of thing if we threw out a month ago, everyone would say yes. Well, I'm watching them for 17 games. I'm like, no, this is not a very good lineup. This is a pitching team now. I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to still make the playoffs, can compete for the division because the Braves pitching stinks right now. But they're going to need a bat, and I don't believe we have a good lineup. This looks to me like a very average offensive team because of all the just blank spots they have through it. 215-592-9494. We'll mix in the Sixers, of course, as Jimmy Butler comes to town tomorrow. Scott Hartnell's going to join
buckets.
Us. Yeah, I know. He's coming in. I'm a little nervous. All right, Scott Hartnell joins us later in the show. Flyers tonight, it's all on the line. They need some help. They need a victory tonight. And, of course, the Eagles just a little over a week from the NFL draft. Lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The 0-2. That was way outside.
Just a tad. Just a little bit.
But
okay.
Constantino.
He said just a tad, just a tad.
So if you missed it last night, that pitch, let me just paint the picture for you, all right? So Castellanos, obviously a right-handed hitter. It was like a sweeper, slider kind of pitch. The ball was 4 feet in the other batter's box, and he almost swung. He had to check his swing. Well, I mean, what are you going to say to that?
Just a tad.
Just a tad outside.
Just a tad outside.
8 feet from where Castellanos is standing.
No, when you showed the video, I was like, okay, that's egregious. But, no, there's no excuse for that. I can't even. I'm not even about to get ratioed for the excuse. That was just bad.
It tells me he predetermines if he's going to swing, and he was able last night to say, "All right, like I got to stop."
Didn't he say last week that he's working on a new swing and he's kind of still adjusting? Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, double down on his excuse, but he did say that. So you know, hey.
That was your great pitching there, Hugh.
He dodged the bullet last
night.
That was some decent, like, that was
dude,
outside
that ball
of that
was
moment.
5 feet off
that
the plate.
Was some, he did pitch decent last
Stop.
Night. This is the hill I'm going to die on. I'm not about to let y'all beat me up.
You are going to die.
I probably will. It won't be the first.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. It doesn't matter who pitched against the Phillies this season. They all look good, unfortunately, because this offense just isn't very good. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies have a good lineup? I don't think they do. I'm beyond the point of assuming this is a top 10 lineup in baseball. I don't think it is. I think it's a very average offensive team. Now, bottom line is they're going to be okay because of this pitching. The pitching is going to carry them, and I think they're going to have to go get a bat at the deadline. Now, the hope, of course, is for me, it's Mike Trout. I don't know if that's going to be possible or likely or whatever the word is, but maybe. But they're going to have to get something to add to this offense because the way I look at it is, it's very average. They have one guy that's a lock for 30 home runs. They have one, and that would be Schwarber. They have one guy that is, you know, a really, really outstanding offense player. That's Bryce, who's struggling. Trey has certainly been better this year than he was at the beginning last year, which is great. But other than that, it's not much there. I mean, the bottom of the lineup is a mess. Castellanos is a mess. I'm not expecting anything out of Rojas. I feel like it's an average lineup. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Joe. Hey, what's up,
Hey, Chuck. What's up, pal?
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
Let me say something real quick, right? Listen, is Chopper scared of his team or something? Is he scared of his own team to make moves, to make changes? I mean, I don't understand it. You know, you got Castellanos who can't hit, you know, a basketball right now. You know what I mean? And you still keep him in the lineup instead of sitting down and putting Pache in for a little bit. Giving the guy a rest, you know what I mean, and trying to get his head together, he is mentally not in the game. You know, this team, let me talk about this team, right? And everybody want to think Mike Trout's going to come save the day. Mike Trout is a loser, okay? I told everybody that. He wants to stay there. He don't want the pressure of coming to a winning ball club and coming to a pressure city like Philadelphia. Mike Trout is the biggest sack of losing crap I've ever seen in my life, and everybody want to hype him up. Let him just stay in the Eagles stand and be where he's been, because he's not going to ask out to come to Philadelphia, because he did, he would have did it. That's another story. You know what I mean? Come help out Bryce Harper. That's what you need to do, and come try to win a championship. But he'd rather stay in Anaheim, where a losing city for a losing ball club, and that's what he's been doing for years. So Mike Trout can get out of here with that crap. Let me tell you something about this team, though, right? If they don't get their act together, this team will win 80 to 83 games, and I know people out there don't want to hear that, but this team is built around hitting, okay? And it takes anybody in 2 hours can see that Kyle Schwarber is not a leadoff hitter, okay? It's time to make changes. And Topper needs to stop being scared of his team. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him, but it's time to make some changes, man. And the changes to be made. That fourth slot is killing us behind Harper. You know what I mean? That's probably why Bryce's not hitting the way he's supposed to hit, because he knows he got to do everything. You know what I mean? He got no protection behind him.
Well, Chuck, it's certainly part of it. It's certainly part of it. There's not much there. I mean, really, it has been a problem. And I hope that Topper is not scared to make changes, because that's his job. If he feels that changing the lineup would get this thing going, he should do it.
He just seems like he's just scared of his team. I don't know. You keep everybody happy and in their spots. But sometimes you got to ruffle the feathers, man, and change stuff up, because stuff ain't working, man. And I'm telling you, I know you guys like him. He's a nice guy. He's in the third. But I don't know if he's in over his head, man, with this major league ball club right here. You need a manager to come in and say, you know what? I need to make some changes. This ain't working. And I'm trying to hear it's a lot of baseball. It's a lot of baseball, but you know when a team is good or not. You know when a team is good or not. You know, you can look at the Braves and know they're a solid ball club. You look at the Dodgers and know they're a solid ball club. Look at the Texas Rangers, you know they're a solid ball club. This team, I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are. They're built on hitting, and they're not hitting the baseball. Pitchers shouldn't be carrying this right now. They're hitting it. I'm tired of making these excuses for this damn baseball team, man. Had this been the Eagles starting off like this, or even the Sixers, something like that, they'd be ripping their heads off, man. This team is not good enough right now to even think about a World Series.
Well, Chuck, you're right about the Eagles comparison. Chuck, good phone. I love the passion from Chuck. I mean, if the Eagles started out like this offensively, we would be firing everyone and benching people. We would.
I just feel, it just feels like right now, as I pull up the standings and I look at the National League, the Braves are like, when you talk about this season, this young season that we're in, the Phillies are one game behind the Braves in the win column. Mm-hmm. One game. Mm-hmm. One game. And granted, I know that a lot of people say, well, it's the pitching that's been saving. That's great. The pitching for the Braves is suspect right now. They can
agreed,
hit.
Agreed.
They can hit. They can hit. But the pitching is suspect. And we all know with the ebb and flow of baseball that there's going to be a time where the hitting is going to cool off. And for the Braves, that's going to happen. And for us, it's going to be the polar opposite. We're going to start hitting. But to say that this team isn't this, that, or the third, I think it's a little bit premature to be saying all of that right now. When I look at the standings, and the Braves to be the absolute best team in the NL right now, all they need is three wins. They would be three wins. They would be the absolute best team in NL right now.
So I think there's two ways to look at this. One, and you said it earlier, Hugh, like they've gotten through. They're 9-8, even though they haven't hit yet, right?
Not hit at all.
That is definitely the glass is half full on that one. I could also say, if I told you 3 weeks ago the pitching would be this good, you'd say they're off to like 11-4 start, right? Because they're only allowing a couple runs a game. Like
yes, they are.
If the offense was just holding its weight, they probably would have the best record in baseball. Just
no question about it.
Their pitching's been amazing.
No question about it. And this is the ebb and flow of baseball. And it's like, for me, the fact that they care or Bryce cares is good enough right now. They're going to hit. Like I was listening to on the broadcast last night, and they were talking about how, you know, are you worried about certain guys? And the one guy that they say, well, we're not worried about Bryce. Like some of the other guys, maybe. Maybe there's some question marks with the
fair.
Other guys.
Yeah.
But you don't worry about Bryce. This team is going to come around, man. And when I look at it, I compare this, which I always do, I compare it to football. This is like what? This isn't even the first quarter of the game. This is like 5 minutes into the game.
No, I guess we're a game in. Wouldn't that be?
We're one game in?
One game in. Like we're 17 games, right? They played 17.
Okay.
So that's a tenth of the season.
Okay.
Right?
So we're one game in. And we won. Like we're winning.
Yeah, we're about a game into the season.
Yeah, okay.
It's
so
NFL
it's one of those. Yeah.
Okay.
So I look at it like, and I look at the standings, and for all the warts, let's just say that we have a lot of warts. For all the warts that we have, we're right there.
Well, so it is interesting, the Eagles comparison, because let's say they go 1-0 next year, but the Eagles offense stinks. What are we going to be talking about?
No, listen.
The Eagles offense stinks.
No, we're not.
Oh,
we're gonna,
yo, no, come
Joe,
on.
Joe. We had this conversation. If the Eagles win a game 10-0, it's going to be a conversation. But they won. They won the game.
No, you forgot how I act around here.
Stop, points you.
Hold on. They were winning last year. They were winning last year, and I was enemy number one because I was like, this defense isn't good enough. And you guys were like, shut up. We're winning games.
So I know how you act. I mean, it's not – I'm just saying it's still a win. Like, I'm not saying that you're not going to act the way that you act. I'm just saying a win is a win.
And they're 9-8, and that's not bad to start the season. And they did win last night, and that's exciting. Jeff Hoffman, that play was awesome. Can I get Jeff Hoffman on the Eagles defensive line?
Man,
dude, 6'5".
I did not know. You kind of forget how big people are.
Yeah.
And he put the hurt on him. He put
so,
the
you know that pinch runner? Yeah, it was a pitcher for the Rockies. That was their opening day starter.
Yes.
Could you imagine if the Phillies ran out Zach? I know this guy's not as – the guy that got hurt last night is not in the same class as Wheeler. But could you imagine if the Phillies ran Zach Wheeler on the bases and he got hurt?
Yeah, we'd be killing them today.
Oh, they have pitchforks outside Topper's office.
And not only that, like the Colorado Rockies, didn't they have some guys that were sick? A couple guys were sick. They're pretty banged up.
And they're bad. And they're bad. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Black Gritty, who's up next. Right, what's up, Black Gritty?
Black Gritty.
Joey Bear.
You out there making government cheese sandwich. You ain't seen
the video.
Sandwich
yeah,
he was
I saw
out
that.
There making the other day.
Hey, man, that thing gets you clogged up like nobody's business back in the day, boy. You know what I mean? I tell you,
never forget
story.
Where you came from, Black Gritty.
I snuck the block off into the closet, ended up in the hospital, boy. My son was locked up like a boy. I was in trouble, boy. My grandma whooped me. Anywho, I'm about to whoop you out here with this participation trophy talking about the Phillies. First of all, I don't want to hear Rojas' name no more. We got other problems. Just stop talking about Rojas. He's the end of the lineup. I want to talk about my manager that doesn't do anything. The decisions that he makes have been lost two times in the playoffs, and he just sits here and sticks with his guys. Sometimes you got to shake things up. When everybody's sitting there not hitting, making hundreds of millions of dollars, do something. Don't look at it and say, well, we're going to get it done. I know the Schwarbaums are coming when the heat's up. How about you make some adjustments in the beginning of the season when you know you start off slow and just try something different? Just try something. No, not my guy. Topper going to top, and it's just going to happen at the end of the year too. Because when we cool off, this dude don't make no adjustments because he sticks with his guys. They stick with his lineup, and it's so frustrating. And listening to you, Hugh, they're the Rockies. Bro, they're the Rockies. I will say it one more time. They're the Mammy Dammy Rockies. So don't tell me the pitching was good yesterday.
It was decent, okay? Black Greedy. The pitching was decent yesterday.
You know what? I love you to death, brother, but I hope you have a worse throw than Howard Esther. You out here talking about that was good pitch yesterday. That's what I wish upon you. I'm going to put a hex on you. And you ain't going to do right by me. You ain't going to do right by yourself. They're trash, you. And I deserve better than a one-win run off of Pache at the end of the Tango game. Fix it, somebody. I love you guys. Like I said, Rojas is not the problem. Why is Man Free out there? Marsh should be playing every day. Make some moves, Topper. Do something. I love you guys.
I love you, Black Gritty. And you know what? He brought up an interesting point there. If Hugh thinks that Cal Quantrill pitched well last night, I'm worried about Hugh's first pitch.
No.
Officially
listen,
worried.
He pitched well last night, man. But he gave you six innings.
But did he pitch well because the lineup can't hit?
Like, that's neither here nor there.
No, it's here.
Okay, Joe, he pitched well. Y'all not about to beat me up about this. The man pitched well last night.
He struck out one batter in six innings.
But he had a lot of movement on his pitches last night. He pitched well. Kyle, I don't care. You can sit there and put your head all in the air if all you want. He pitched well last night.
Do you see how we've lowered the bar here? We went from we have a really good offense. They have $1 billion of players on the field, and we can't hit Cal Quantrill.
Six innings, four hits, one run. That's a decent night. No, I don't care what anybody says.
No, he had success. It doesn't mean he pitched well.
He did pitch well. But how do you have success if you don't pitch well?
But when you go up a crappy lineup like this, when you have two guys in there that can't hit a beach ball. I mean, Castellanos and Rojas right now, you could put it on a tee and they'd ground out. I mean, I'm serious. They can't hit. And I know I guess I'm supposed to lay off Rojas. I get it. He's the bottom, but he stinks too.
Like, that is low-hanging fruit, though, seriously. Can we leave that alone? Can we just leave? Okay,
no.
We can talk about Castellanos, but can we leave Rojas alone?
Well,
that is low-hanging fruit.
It's rotten.
Let me get my captain's hat. Where my hat at?
You got your captain's hat on?
I got my hat. Wait, let me go get my captain.
You know, if the Eagles the Eagles in Seattle game, when the Eagles put up 16 points, was that because Seattle had a great defense or the Eagles' offense just sucked?
Kyle, anybody ask you?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's the Eagles' offense stunk.
No, they were out there improvising.
Improvise. Oh, yeah.
They were improvising.
Is that what we're doing?
See, I know, like, you're going to go back to that Castellanos swing. Yeah. No, all I'm saying is he had a decent night. I'm not saying that he's in the Cy Young voting. I'm not saying that. But he had a decent night.
Thank you for not putting Cal Quantrill on the Cy Young voting.
He had a decent night. I'm the only one here that's being honest about it. Y'all just want to bash the offense.
Yeah, but don't you notice a pattern? Bailey Falter on Friday.
Yeah, that's
Marco Gonzalez
Saturday.
Listen, we got a pattern of fringe starter has a good night.
But all I can say is, like, Bailey Falter knows his team because he was here. Maybe that's the case.
Shouldn't we know Bailey Falter?
That's a good point.
Yeah, it does go both ways. It goes both ways. But I'm not talking about Bailey Falter today. I'm talking about Kyle Quantrill and the night that he had last night. He had a decent night. That's all I'm saying.
I don't give a bleep about Kyle Quantrill.
It's a wild spin job.
It's not a spin job. It's the truth.
Kyle Quantrill stinks, man. He was not great last night. The Phillies offense just cannot hit.
I didn't say he was throwing like high heat and just like here he's striking people out looking. But he had a decent night. He did have a decent night. I know that's kind of hard for both of you guys to, like, give him props.
I can't allow this.
But it's the truth.
Tobias Harris propaganda yesterday and Cal Quantrill propaganda today.
See, this is what it is. See, because you're still upset about yesterday. Kyle, you need to learn how to let stuff go. It's a new day.
So I actually think last night, and I always love Jackie Robinson today in baseball, and they all wear 42, right? They all wear number 42. I actually think if we watch the Phillies all year with the same number and no names, we wouldn't think they're any good offensively. Because they're names. Like, we know who they are. We know their past. I'm just saying this iteration, the 2024 Phillies, I don't think this is a good lineup. They don't have, like, they don't walk much. They don't hit many home runs.
They leave people stranded.
They strike out. They leave people stranded. I'm not sure why it's good. Like, yes, Bryce Harper will be better if he's healthy, and we hope he is. The back is obviously an issue. If Bryce is healthy, I'm not going to lose sleep over Bryce Harper. He'll figure it out. I've lost a lot of sleep over Castellanos. I will continue to. I can't even watch Rojas. I'm supposed to leave him alone. I can't watch him hit. Bohm's closer to average than we want to admit. Stott's a little bit above average. Like, I don't see it. They need more here in this lineup. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, you know, we're just trying to figure out if Cal Conte was going to get some Cy Young votes or not.
I don't think he's going to get too many. You know, Jackie Robinson could probably get a hit at the state that he's in underground before Castellanos.
Well, that's just so – that is so wrong, Jeff. That is just –
Look,
so
I think it's, it's more of an indictment on Castellanos than it is Jackie at this point.
That was Jackie Robinson was just amazing. He was an amazing dude besides being a baseball player, so –
And what a great athlete on top, because we always talk about his obviously, you know, his courage and his personality, but I think people like don't realize he could have been maybe a pro in football, a track star. Guy was an amazing athlete.
Yeah. He was just a better human to be able to endure all that crap that he had to endure. But anyway, so Joe, I think they have the team is good. They have a good lineup. They are not playing well right now. The problem is, and I hear, like Black Riddy said, you know, Topper needs to shake it up. And that's probably true, but what's going to happen if he shakes it up? Because none of them are playing really well right now. So I don't know if that is the answer or not. One answer is to get Castellanos out of that lineup and put Pache in there, give him a chance for a while.
Well, a couple days ago, Jeff, on that point,
he came up big last night.
He did. I felt good for him. You know, so a couple days ago, they sat Rojas down for 2 days, right, to clear his head.
Yeah.
So I mean, they could do that with Castellanos too. I mean, the guy's trying to swing at pitches that are in the crowd. I mean, you could sit him down for a day or two.
He really just doesn't look like he cares, and that may not be the case. He's totally now. You've got if Rojas isn't going to hit. And I'm fine with that. He's going to make up for it on defense. You can't have two guys in that at the end of the lineup like that. But I just think they're going to be okay. They're just not playing well right now. And if it wasn't for the pitching, we would probably have 4 or 5 wins maybe.
Oh, I mean, Jeff, you're right. I mean, they're averaging 3.5 runs a game. Jeff, good phone call. Yeah, the pitching has saved the day. So do I think the Phillies are going to be okay? Yes, I do. The pitching's going to carry them, though. Do I think this lineup's going to be good? I don't. I think we're watching an average offensive team. I mean, they're going to have their moments. Like, you know, Schwarber gets hot in June and Bryce will get hot. But for a season, I think we're watching a middle-of-the-pack kind of lineup here that has a lot of issues. Like, I don't know if the Castellanos stuff's going to fix itself tomorrow. I don't know if Rojas is going to hit at all. There's more question marks this offense the more I watch it than maybe we thought 3 weeks ago.
I think for Castellanos, he just has to get comfortable, Joe. I really believe that, you know, with everything, the mechanics and everything that he said that he's been working on, he just has to get comfortable with that. And he's in a limbo state right now. And everybody else, this is just how, for whatever reason, this team is built. And this is just how they go. They tend to muddle through the first half of the season, and then when it starts to get warm, they get hot. And I truly believe that has to do with the way that they handle spring training, something about that. Because when I think back on when I played Andy Reid's teams, it was kind of the same thing. Historically, getting off to slow starts because that's the way you build, that's the way you train. I never was able to put my finger on the pulse of that, if it's the way you train or whatever. And look at the Braves, the polar opposite. They always get off to a fast start. So, and then they tend to curtail off towards the end of the year.
Look, it might part of this might be preparation. It just might be they're better. They have better hitters.
Yeah, but with that being said, and I look at it like this. With that being said, and the hot start that the Braves got out to, and the fact that they're averaging like 7 to 8 runs a game, they are one game ahead of the Phillies right now.
Because their pitching's in a mess right now. Do I think the pitching is really good? I do. I think it's going to stay good for the whole season. They got to start hitting to take some pressure off this pitching. That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, because there's like you can make the argument, and I totally agree with you. There's been a lot of nights where you've got some phenomenal pitching, and you didn't have any run support to help him out, any run support. And that's the most frustrating thing. As a Phillies fan, when you see that and you see that where this team is wanted to be and you see runners being stranded and they're not taking advantage of some great nights that their pitching is giving them, that is real frustrating. Very, very frustrating.
Yeah, and, you know, people could get on Topper for his lineup decisions, but he's pretty good with the bullpen and pitching decisions and all that kind of stuff. It's just it's hard to win every night like this, like to go to extra innings.
And you're worried about it's gonna catch up with you.
Yeah.
It's going to catch up with you.
Well, you're putting a lot on these pitchers. I mean, they went back to Sir Anthony last night for extra innings, and he did a good job in the 10th, but he just pitched the day before. It's like, you know, they need some laughers sprinkled in. We haven't had enough of those. You know what I could use tonight? I could use a 10-3 Phillies win.
That would be nice, so I can go out and finish washing these clothes or whatever and not worry about what my partner's going to say tomorrow if it goes south. Not worried about feeling like I'm being attacked by my producer and my partner.
Well, I mean, we didn't tell you to beware that your Cal Quantrill jersey.
No,
in here
I didn't.
Today.
I didn't say. See, here we go with that.
You're making him out to be Greg Maddux out there.
I did not. And see, you know what? People hear that, they're going to think that. I did not make him out to be Greg Maddux. I just said he pitched decent last night. He just pitched decent. And I already know where Kyle coming from. He's still upset about the fact that I think it's amazing that Tobias Harris' dad was able to get a non-all-star paid the way that he did.
It's not amazing. It's called robbery.
And he didn't wear a mask or carry a gun.
No, because the Sixers were dumb enough to do it.
Look at God. Look how God works.
No, that's not what I'm looking at. Look at what a mistake the team made.
No, that was, I mean, I just, like, man. And then the fact that you had, like, who was it said? Who's it said, Kyle, that he was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Spencer Haywood.
You know what reminded me of? Do you remember when the Phillies did the They had, like, the video board when Gene Segura had his 200 double. I was like, this isn't even a milestone. It's like, so what did Tobias do on Sunday? He passed him on the all-time list?
Yeah, he did.
But, like, what?
And he gave him a shout-out.
What number is he all-time? Like
159th?
Who cares?
Well, 58.
We added Haywood to the list of – so, like, I think we determined that Tobias Harris' delusion is an epidemic.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dr. J, his father, Terrell Harris, which is explainable
more than his parent, yeah. Of course.
But the Spencer Haywood, we had to add him to the list yesterday. I mean, what are we talking?
But someone had to put Spencer Haywood up to that,
and
right?
We might even have to add Hugh.
Oh, he's part of it. Yeah.
Through his transgressions yesterday.
What my transgressions?
Add Cal Quantrill to it. To our 215-592-949. We'll get back to your Phillies phone calls here. Is this a good lineup? I mean, it's a pretty simple conversation here. I don't see one. This is a very average offensive team that's struggling right now. That's the way I view it. 215-592-9494. Plus, we'll get to the Sixers here. Miami tomorrow. We'll play some audio for a man that I am very nervous about coming in tomorrow. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as I saw the way the bracket played out Sunday, I was like, I'm going to go from very excited about the Sixers to very nervous by tip. We'll discuss it all. 215-592-9494 midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The future of pain medicine is here, and it's QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades, regenerative medicine. If you are tired of achy joints like I was, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love like it did me, you need to call QC Kinetics right now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking natural biologics here, people, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director, Dr. Michael Sheinkup. Dr. Sheinkup is a pioneer in his field with over 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, blah, blah, blah. He wants to get you relief with a needle and not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about this exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief without no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation at 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. One more time, 215-999-3000.
QC. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.